You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The share price of HCL Technologies gained over 4% as the IT major on Friday reported robust growth during the first quarter of the financial year 2024-25. The share price of HCL Technologies jumped 4.88% to an intraday high of ₹1,636.40 on NSE. HCL Technologies reported a consolidated net profit of ₹4,257 crore for the quarter ended June 2024, marking a 20% increase from ₹3,534 crore a year ago. This figure surpassed the estimates of ₹3,820 crore. Revenue from operations rose 7% year-on-year to ₹28,057 crore. On a sequential basis, net profit grew 7% from ₹3,986 crore reported in the December quarter, although revenues declined 1.5% quarter-on-quarter. In constant currency terms, revenue for the quarter increased 6% year-on-year. Moving to IPO news. Tanwal E-Motors, Kataria Industries, and Makeups Technologies are the three IPOs opening this week in the SME segment. A total of four companies will be offering their shares to investors in the week, out of which one company will offer in the main board segment, while the remaining three in the SME segment. Sandstar Company will collect ₹510.15 crore through a combination of fresh issues as well as an offer for sale. The company will be offering 41.8 million fresh shares and 11.9 million shares of promoter group and other selling shareholders. The IPO of Tanwal E-Motors opening on July 15th is a fixed price issue of ₹115.64 crore. The company will offer fresh shares. Over to budget expectation news. As India accelerates its support to defense startups through initiatives like Innovation for Defense Excellence and the Technology Development Fund, as well as simplified MAKE guidelines, the recent announcement by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman regarding a new scheme to strengthen deep tech technologies for defense marks a significant milestone. The incorporation of startup-friendly measures in 2023-24 demonstrated a keen understanding of the challenges faced by these entities, emphasizing the government's dedication to providing them with the necessary tools for resilience and success. A notable highlight was the provision of contingency measures designed to assist startups in recuperating from losses, thereby alleviating financial burdens and enabling a more robust focus on their core strengths. More such provisions are required in the upcoming budget. Next, from industry news, HDFC Life Insurance Company on Monday reported its fiscal first quarter profit at ₹478.97 crore, up 14.9% in comparison to ₹416.71 crore during the corresponding quarter of previous year. The company's net premium income for the quarter stood at ₹12,548.42 crore, as against ₹11,507.89 crore during the same period last year. HDFC Life's annualized premium equivalent, which is a measure of new business written by a life insurance company, came in at ₹2,866 crore for the quarter. This was up 23% as against ₹2,328 crore recorded during Q1 FY24. The company recorded value of new business for Q1 at ₹718 crore, reflecting a growth of 18% both year-on-year. Now news on defense stocks. These stocks have been the toast of the town for a while, surging 65% in the past month. Strong order book and government push for localization in defense have been helping these stocks. However, often the question is, has the run-up in the stocks has been too much and soon? Shares of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders have given a whooping return of over 3,200% in the past 5 years. This simply means that if you had invested ₹10,000 in the company, you would have had almost ₹3.4 lakh. Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders have a market cap of ₹1.16 lakh crore as of July 11, 2024, and the stock closed at a price of ₹5,710 apiece. Latest update on the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train corridor, spanning 508 kilometers, will feature 12 stations, with 8 in Gujarat and 4 in Maharashtra. The station in Gujarat includes Sabarmati, Ahmedabad, Anand, Vadodara, Bharuch, Surat, Bilmora and Vapi, while Maharashtra will have Boisar, Virar, Thane and Mumbai. Recent updates indicate substantial progress in the construction of the bullet train stations in Gujarat. The foundation work for all 8 stations is completed and the construction of superstructures is advancing rapidly. 5 stations, Vapi, Bilmora, Surat, Anand and Ahmedabad, have completed the construction of their rail level slabs. The concourse level and rail level slabs have been completed in Vapi, Bilmora, Surat, Anand and Ahmedabad. The stations are designed to offer modern and advanced facilities to passengers. Lastly, let's have a look at how markets perform today. Markets start the week on positive note. Nifty ends over 24,550. Sensex was near 80,600. The benchmark equity indices ended Monday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 84.35 points, or 0.34%, to settle at 24,586.50, while the BSE Sensex jumped 145.51 points, or 0.18%, to 80,664.86. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.